Back. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Sauna IE. I'm your host, XO. It's your first time listening. Welcome in. Welcome to Sauna IE. Sauna IE is a personal development platform for entrepreneurial millennials who are navigating through their mental health journey. You know what we do here? We help our entrepreneurs when it comes to personal development, when it comes to mental health, when it comes to developing themselves and having that mental care. Because when you're entrepreneur, you have so many things that are thrown at you that you don't have the time to take care of yourself and doing what you need to do for yourself. And that's what we do here with Sauna IE. We help our entrepreneurs out. Like myself, I'm an entrepreneur. And overall, I like to really look into and dive into mental health, personal development, self-care, and things like that so I can understand myself on a deeper level, especially being an entrepreneur, because our schedule is nonstop. There's no breaks or nothing of that nature. So that's why I brought Sauna IE and developed Sauna IE, because I feel like we need that platform for us to grow and understand ourselves as we're on our entrepreneurial journey. Usually I like to kick off my episodes with some quotes of the day. And my first quote of the day is, letting go of the past doesn't mean that it didn't happen. It just means we no longer give it permission to obstruct our lives. And that's really deep, because as humans, we like to look into the past and look for, I want to say, recognition. Simply because we look at our past and we like, damn, I should have done that right, or I should have done that better, or I should have done this. But it's like, understanding the past is what it is. You can't let that obstruct your current progress in life simply because you may have messed up in the past. You're going to make mistakes in life, and the past is what it is. You have to look at the past, analyze it for what it is, and understand that the past is for me to learn from, so I can get over my present hurdles and not backtrack to what I've done then. And I've learned that on my personal behalf, simply because the past, I made mistakes. I fucked up. I did things that I wish I would have done different that to this day I still dwell on, simply because I'm like, damn, I should have done that differently, or I would have done that differently. But it's like, if you would have done that differently then, how would your life be today? And I'm thinking like, oh, my life would be totally different, to where I would be moving in a different direction. But I'm grateful for the mistakes that I made in the past, because I'm happy where I'm at in my life right now. And I'm grateful for the mistakes that I made in the past, the fuck ups that I did, because I've learned from them and I move differently now. But it's understanding, like, the past doesn't have to be that hurdle or have that chokehold on you simply because you made that mistake in the past. Is understanding that, yeah, I made a mistake, yeah, I fucked up, yeah, I did this wrong, or I could have done this better. But it's like, now my life is moving in a different direction simply because I made that mistake. And it's understanding, like, in life I'm always going to make mistakes. I can't hold myself down or really belittle myself simply because the mistakes that I made in the past. It's going to happen. It's life. We're bound to make mistakes. I'm pretty sure you made some mistakes today that you're going to learn from tomorrow. But once again, that quote is, letting go of the past doesn't mean that it didn't happen. It just means we no longer give it permission to obstruct our lives. Let go of the past. Learn from it. It's there for us to learn from, not for us to hold on to. But with this episode, this is something that's been big for me personally, and it's really trying to conquer that imposter syndrome. I've been dealing with it for this first quarter of the year, and I've been learning to let go of that imposter syndrome and focus on where I need to grow at. And I bet you're wondering, what is imposter syndrome? It's that persistent feeling of inadequacy, despite having evidence of our accomplishments and abilities. It's that sneaky little voice in our heads, we all have it, that tells us we're frauds, that we don't belong, that we're just one step away of being exposed as imposters. But fear not, my family, because today we're going to really shine a light on imposter syndrome and discover how we can overcome its grip on our lives. I know how it is. You always have that voice in your head like, you're a fraud. You're not doing right. Your accomplishments don't matter. And it's like really understanding how do I fight that imposter syndrome? How do I fight that voice in my head? And I know how it is because I've been dealing with it for the past, I would say the first quarter of the year, but as well as since, I want to say October, because I've been making a lot of accomplishments in my life. But that voice in my head is like, you're right. Your accomplishments don't matter. And it's like really trying to fight that voice and understand like, yo, I've made this progress for a reason. I'm not a fraud. I'm not an imposter. And it's really fighting that, I want to say demon. Find that demon off your back, because it's going to happen every time you elevate in your life. And I've seen it happen with myself, with friends, with freaking role models. It happens in life where that imposter syndrome kicks in. So I bet you're wondering, what exactly is imposter syndrome? Well, it's that psychological phenomenon characterized by feelings of self-doubt and fear of being exposed as a fraud. Despite having that evidence of competence and achievements, it often strikes high-achieving individuals such as ourselves, or entrepreneurs, creatives, or professionals who push themselves to excel in their fields. But how do you know if you're experiencing imposter syndrome? That's what we're going to discuss today. And here are a few common signs to look out for when it comes to imposter syndrome. First, pay attention to your inner dialogue. Do you find yourself discounting your successes, attributing them to luck or external factors rather than acknowledging your own skills and hard work? Trust me, I know how it is. You be like, you make so much success in life that you like, is this really me? Am I really doing the work? Am I really supposed to celebrate my wins, or am I going to be exposed as a fraud? And it's tough because you're trying to debate, like, should I celebrate this win or should I keep working? Is this win for me? You're like talking to yourself and you have that little voice in your ear like, you're not great. You're not a king. You're not going to make things happen. You're going to fail. You're a fraud. You're an imposter. And you're trying to fight that voice in your head as you're trying to progress in life. And it happens. I've had it happen several times. I'm pretty sure there's people around you that had it happen, but it's probably happened to yourself. So you're like, you're trying to fight that inner dialogue because you're like, I am destined for greatness. This is my success. I work for this. I put the work in for this. So why am I fighting against myself? Why am I letting that inner voice become a bigger voice than what it is? And it's just life and understanding that it's bound to happen. As you level up in life, there's going to be that little voice in your head that says, and you're going to be like, why is this voice trying to get to me? Some may see that voice as a hater. Some may see that voice as the devil trying to creep into what God has blessed you with. But it's understanding to stay strong no matter what, because it's going to happen. That voice is always going to be there, but it comes down to how you handle that voice. What you do when that voice tries to creep in your ear. Are you going to let that voice win? Are you going to fight back and say, no, I deserve this. I put the work in for this. I put the work in for my success. I put the work in for my accomplishments. I put the work in to achieve what I have achieved in life. But it all comes down to how you respond to that voice in your head. Another sign will be, observe your behavior patterns. Do you hesitate to speak up in meetings? Are you afraid that your ideas will be dismissed or ridiculed? you avoid taking on new challenges or opportunities for the fear of failure or embarrassment. This may be a sign of imposter syndrome. You can't be afraid to speak up in meetings. Your voice is powerful. And once you know that your voice is powerful, you'll speak on the things that you, not the things, but as well as the ideas that you know are meant to become into fruition. Because sometimes we defeat ourselves because we think we're not worthy. And at the end of the day, you are worthy of everything that you want to accomplish. Those ideas that pop into your head, they're not your ideas. They're ideas that God instilled into you, that He wants you to speak upon and act upon. But once you start second guessing yourself, then it defeats the whole purpose of you trying to overcome that imposter syndrome. What about, have you been avoiding taking on new challenges or opportunities because you might fear, oh, I might fail, or I'm embarrassed to do this? Trust me, I know how it is. When new opportunities present themselves, we instead of taking that leap of faith, we question it. Like, is this really for me? Am I bound for this challenge? Can I get over this hurdle? And it's really just taking that time, like having that confidence in yourself, like, yeah, I can defeat this challenge. I can get over this opportunity. I have the faith that I can do this. Whatever you believe in, whether it's God, Allah, Buddha, whatever it may be, it's always having that faith that no matter what I do, I will overcome this obstacle. I will overcome this challenge. I will overcome that fear of failure or even embarrassment. Because it's life. We know how it is. You want to always be successful at something, but it's that little fear, that little voice that holds you back, thinking that you can't do something, when at the end of the day, you can do it. But it's really just pushing yourself forward, really taking that leap of faith and understanding that you may fail, you may have rejections, whatever it may be, but knowing that at least you took that step. There's people right now in life who's afraid to challenge that new opportunity, to afraid to get over that hurdle. But it's like, are you that person that fears challenges and new opportunities? Are you that person that's going to take that leap of faith and knowing that my faith is stronger than my fear? And it's asking yourself too, am I walking in faith or am I walking in fear? Because fear won't get you nowhere, but in the same position that you may be in right now. But faith, when you have faith, you know no matter what, that whoever you believe in has your back. That any obstacle that you may encounter, any challenge that you may encounter, any fear that you may encounter, that my faith will overcome it all. Whoever I believe in will overcome this obstacle in life. And then maybe, and the third sign is, check in with your emotions. You experience feelings of anxiety. What about self-doubt? I know this is a big one, maybe unworthiness. When faced with praise and recognition for your achievements, this could be all indicators that imposter syndrome is at play. Sometimes you have to check your emotions and seeing, am I getting anxious? Am I getting anxiety because of this accomplishment that I made? What about, are you doubting yourself? Take the time to think, like, have I been doubting myself lately? Have I been doubting my abilities, my capabilities of things I can accomplish in this life because of outside criticism, because of that confidence that I don't have in myself? What about, have you been feeling unworthy lately? How have things been? Have you been checking your emotions, or have you been going through the cycles of life? Sometimes you have to check your emotions to see, why am I feeling unworthy when I have accomplished so much in my life up to this point? And it's understanding that everything that you will accomplish from this point on is because you're worthy of it. But you have to check with your emotions. You have to check yourself. Why are you doubting yourself? You've overcame a lot in your life. Why doubt yourself? Why question yourself? Why stop? And just keep going and moving forward, because at the end of the day, it's always going to be you versus you. It's going to be the old you versus the new you. Are you going to keep progressing forward? Are you going to just take that time to step back like, I don't know if I can do it. I'm unworthy. I have that self-doubt. Sit down with yourself and have them pep talks. Then pep talks really help you to achieve everything that you want in life. When anxiety creeps in, when that self-doubt creeps in, when that unworthiness creeps in, how are you going to fight back and bounce back? Are you going to tell yourself, nah, I'm worthy. I can do this. I'm not going to doubt myself because I know I can accomplish a lot and I have accomplished a lot. And just keep moving forward in this life, because at the end of the day, it's always going to be that little voice in your head that wants to say, no, you can't do it. No, you're not worthy. You should doubt yourself. You're not great. You're an imposter. You're a fraud. And it's understanding that that voice is not the voice of reasoning. Now that we identified the common signs of imposter syndrome, I bet you're thinking like, how can I overcome the imposter syndrome? How can I overcome the voice? How can I reclaim my sense of self-worth and authenticity? And the first thing would be practice that self-awareness. Pay attention to the thoughts and beliefs that fuel that imposter syndrome. And challenge them with evidence of your achievements and capabilities. Something I like to do, I always like to journal. Or I'm talking to one of my friends, my mentors, or something about that, and seeking support to help me gain perspective and insight into my feelings of inadequacy. So practicing that self-awareness, do you journal? Are you journaling morning and night to seeing how to understand yourself? Understanding your thoughts, understanding your thinking patterns, understanding that anxiety that comes in, understanding that voice that tells you you're an imposter. Are you practicing self-awareness, doing little things to really become aware of yourself, your thoughts, your habits, your behaviors, and moving forward? Because it happens to everybody. Whoever you look up to, whoever's your role model, whoever's your mentor, whoever's somebody you want to be like, it happens to them. They just don't show it simply because they're self-aware. They journal. They talk to their friends or mentors. They talk to a therapist. They do the little things to conquer that voice in their head instead of letting that voice win. I know how it is. I'm pretty sure you know how it is because you've been through it in life. Number two would be cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness and understanding, especially when you're feeling overwhelmed or insecure. Remember that it's okay to make mistakes and that failure is just a natural part of learning life, learning yourself, learning how to win, learning how to be successful. Be gentle with yourself and offer yourself the same love and compassion that you would a friend, a family member, or somebody that's close to you. Practice that self-compassion. It's okay to, say, man, I know I messed up today, but tomorrow will be better. That voice in your head that say, oh, you're a fraud. Fight that voice back. You have more control than you think. But once you let that voice win, you lose. So understanding that voices will always be there, but it's all about how you respond to that voice. Are you compassionate with yourself? Are you like, yeah, I messed up today, but tomorrow will be better? Or you just keep ridiculing yourself simply because of a simple mistake that you made or a failure that happened. It's life. Be compassionate with yourself. Show yourself that love that it needs. And that's how you defeat that voice, that inner voice that tells you not worthy, or tells you, oh, you're a fraud, or tells you, oh, you're an imposter. That, oh, your failure is coming around the corner. It's all about how you respond to that. And another powerful antidote to imposter syndrome is reframing your mindset. Instead of seeing yourself as an imposter or a fraud, embrace the concept of growth and learning. Embrace that growth and learning. You're always going to be growing and learning in life. You have to be a sponge. You're always going to be a student to life. You're not going to know it all. Whatever field you're in. You could have been going to school for 12 plus years to be a doctor. You're still going to be learning your first day on the job. And giving yourself that grace, because it's always going to be like, okay, how can I learn today? What can I learn? You're not going to know it all and everything. Just because you may have read all the books, went to school for 12 plus years, watched YouTube videos, whatever it may be, there's still going to be some stuff that you don't know. And you're going to have to look over to a coworker or a peer or something like that, to somebody else to educate you on that topic. And it's just being open to learning. Life is all about learning. We're always going to be students to life. We're always going to be sponges to life. Once you think, oh, I know it all, that's when you fail. And that's real. Sometimes you have to see challenges as opportunities for growth and see setbacks as valuable lessons that help you grow stronger and more resilient. And the last one would be embrace authenticity. Instead of trying to live up to unrealistic standards or expectations, honor your unique strengths, values, and experiences. Celebrate your successes and acknowledge your accomplishments, no matter how small they may be. We know we have small accomplishments that you're like, I'm not going to acknowledge that, or I'm not going to celebrate that. Celebrate the small wins, because they help you on in the long run. Those small wins mean more than the big wins. We all want to, I get that big win, I'm going to celebrate. Nah, celebrate the wins that you accomplished this week. We're heading into a new week. What do you want to accomplish? What are your goals? And once the end of the week happens, once Sunday comes, see like, okay, I was successful at this goal. I'm going to celebrate that win. I'm not going to push that win aside just because it's not big like how I expect it to be. The small wins count for everything. And by embracing your authentic self, you can silence the voice of imposter syndrome and step into your power with confidence and grace. So don't let those small wins go unnoticed. But I just want to thank y'all. Overall, the people that's been here since day one, the people that's still rocking with me, the people that's still listening, sharing, and everything, I just want to thank y'all for tuning in. This episode, you know, my episodes go by quick, but they're very impactful. We've reached the end of this one, and I just want to thank y'all for tuning in to Sanae. I know we explored the insidious nature of imposter syndrome, identified some common signs, as well as equipped ourselves with powerful strategies for overcoming it. Remember, family, you are worthy of success, belonging, and authenticity. Don't let that voice in your head that's like, you ain't not worthy, you're a fraud, all that stuff, don't let it hold you back from accomplishing great things in life. You are impactful. You will make an impact on this world. But it's just really just overcoming that imposter syndrome, overcoming that little voice in your head, because I know how it is. I've dealt with it several times and I'm still dealing with that voice. But as time progresses, I'm defeating that voice day by day, because I know that I'm worthy. I know that my faith is stronger than my fear. And that's something you have to do. You have to be compassionate with yourself. You also have to become self-aware, as well as reframing your mind, your mindset. Sometimes reframing the mindset is just going back to like, how was I conditioned in my childhood? How was I conditioned in my adolescence? And really unlearning that stuff and relearning the stuff that I need to learn. That's what Sanae is for. We're relearning how to overcome the obstacles, overcome the hurdles, overcome the childhood traumas that we may have been through, or overcome the childhood conditions that we went through. And it's life. Everybody's been through it. It's just like really coming down to, how are you responding to what you went through in the past? But until next time, share the show, stay resilient, stay authentic, and keep soaking in the heat of your greatness. You are great. You were born to be great. You were born to do great things in this life. Don't let imposter syndrome take you down. And I'm going to leave y'all with this. Take responsibility and initiative for yourself. From the With that being said, we're out. Share the show with somebody. Subscribe if you haven't subscribed already. Thank y'all for tuning in to Sauna.